is there any particular place you want to start? Let me put, you know what, because I have a list of things, and I'm the type of person that if I don't put something on this list, I will forget to talk about it, and I didn't put verses on this list, so
probably should have just started with that.
What were your thoughts last night? I kept had to remind myself there was a versus Wednesday. Doesn't that feel like a versus night?
It does not. I totally agree with that. The verses, I mean, I enjoyed it for what it was. I was pleasantly surprised with Trina.
She put on a show. Listen,
she put on a show.
I had this idea, right? Since we opening outside or whatever you wanted, right? I had two ideas that came to mind. One was Versus should have a season. Now, I know they're on season two, but I mean, competing with outside is going to be tough. But what if Versus was just in the fall and the winter where we were all inside anyway?
Mm, right. That's true.
The other idea I had was since Gina was in Miami, and spoiler alert for those who didn't watch it, I didn't know Eve wasn't going to be there.
I didn't either. I actually think it would have been better if Eve was there because, well, for one, I thought she was in the States because she was working on that Queen show or whatever with like Brandy and the Tory. So I was like, oh, this is going to be great. They're both going to be together. So when they introduced Trina and they was like introducing Eve and then they had to introduce her like via teleprompt. Like,
oh, like what?
Like, I was like, oh, no, she's not there. And I'm like, okay, where is she? And not even thinking London. I still was thinking New York or like really? Somewhere else. And then when her DJ started talking, I'm like, oh, she's overseas. So I think your vibe is different because it was like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning for her.
Yeah. But my thing was thinking if Versus really starts treating this like sports, where wouldn't it have been dope if Eve had to go to Miami in Trina's hometown to show out? And then, you know, other artists got to go to the other person's hometown, even though egos would not allow this. I'm like, I'm not finna. Like, how, what down south artist finna come to New York? Like, back, Wayne in his prime would have did it when he was on the mixtape run. He'd be like, oh, yeah, I'm finna show up in New York and act a fool. But I can't see too many artists doing it. Like we said, it was very feature heavy. Yes. I've seen a lot of people struggle with knowing some of these songs.
I knew a lot of the songs.
Yes.
It might have been maybe like two of Eve's. I was like, I don't know what this is. And then I think maybe one or two of Trina's that I was like, Trina was giving me songs I completely forgot about.
You know what it is about Trina too? She really has a lane of just either talking her shit or being brokenhearted.
Yeah, and the brokenhearted ones never work out for me. That was my least favorite songs of her.
Like, here we go again.
I guess because they're trying to, I cannot stand that single song. And
I'm looking at this list. I got to look over it again.
That song I never heard. That's the one, I'm Single. I did not know that song.
Yeah. I'm looking at this list. I got to make sure. I heard Ebro in the Morning recap. I watched it last night. Trina really didn't play My Chick Bad. But she gave us.
She didn't?
No. Because I had to, so I looked it up. I'm like, she was on the.
What was the last song they played, they both was on?
What do you mean the last song they both was on?
They played a song that they was both featured on.
That might have been in the bonus part. That's what they did at the end. I was about to be like, what the heck? Because let me look to see. Because I think
the last song they played before Trina sang her most recent hit.
Oh, yeah. Receipts. You're right. The official remix has Eve, Trina, and Diamond. And that's why she didn't play it during. Because while she played, forgot the one with Webby, and then she played Five Star Chick. I was like, oh, she gonna play My Chick's Bad because I forgot Eve is on that song.
Yeah, I did too until the beat dropped, and I was like, oh, okay, yeah. I was like, I turned and I was like, hey, Eve on this song? They like, yeah, because like, as soon as the beat dropped, I heard Eve verse.
Yeah,
and I'm like, oh, she, because I think the other day I was saying, what song that they had? They never got together, is what I was thinking. But I feel like Eve really wanted to be in Miami. She was trying to make the best out of it, have a good time. I love the energy between the two of them. I love
they looked amazing.
Eve, like, yo, they looked fine. Hello. But also I love like Eve was rapping all the Trina verses. You saw her. And I just thought it was different because Eve's form of ratchet is so different from Trina's ratchet.
Yes.
But so it was like watching Eve rap Trina. It's like watching her rap City Girls or something. It just being like, wow, you actually do know these words.
You know what bothered me? And that really, it was not a big irk, But whenever Trina's DJ, and I can't remember what song it was, would tell the crowd to sing, I'm like, you know, that only works for the audience watching at home when y'all put the mic on the crowd, because we have no idea what's going on. And unfortunately, Trina did do that for us. A lot of people forgot that Eve was on one of the remix of Anne Marie's One Thing. A lot of people remember the Fabulous one. I remember that one. I vaguely
remember the Fabulous one. I remember the Eve one.
I don't know why I remember the Fab one more. Maybe because the Fab one was the Fab one, the same beat. Just maybe
no, I gotta hear his verse. Yeah.
I think it's because the Fab one was probably on more mixtapes, and I was really into mixtapes. Neither one of them.
But Eve was in the video.
Did they have the video? Oh, then the funny part is we were talking about remixes. My favorite Woman and Man remix is the whole version. That version to me is my favorite. I can't remember if it was B96. I think it was B96. I don't think GCI did it. But one of them combined all three verses. Yes. And I love that version.
Yeah,
too.
That was my favorite version. If I couldn't find that version, I didn't even want, because I'm like, it got all the verses. So that's how I felt about what's that? Is That Your Bitch? Memphis Bleek song featuring everybody. I need the version that get all 12 verses on there. I don't want the video version.
I'm the complete opposite. I want the original version with just Jay-Z and Twista.
Granted, yes. No, I really do like that version. But if I can listen to all of them on one song, then give me that. I want to hear everybody's verse and all the extra verses that you don't get. I want everybody's part.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm looking at this. This song's only official remix features guest vocals from Eve. I've never seen this video. An alternate version of the music video. Or I don't remember. I don't want to say I haven't seen it, because I probably have.
What video is this?
One Thing, Anne Marie.
Oh, okay.
And then it said the second remix features Fabulous. And a third, which I've never heard, features BG.
Yeah, no, I never heard that one.
And then a little known producer Satya Rock arranged an extended underground remix that features, get this, E-40, Method Man, Lyrics Born, never heard of him, One Below, never heard of him, Dress, Joe Budden, Talib Kweli, Beanie Siegel, Eaton, MF Dude, and Jay-Z. Where's that person at? And I know it's not an official, but I want to know what verses he picked from Budden, Talib, Beanie, and Jay that works with this. I got to find that song.
Yeah, when you do, send me that.
And then what we got this week, not this weekend, next weekend, we have Soulja, who Soulja Boy is in rare form. I don't know if y'all have not seen the videos of Soulja Boy.
Living his best life right now.
Going off on Charlamagne for saying he not from Atlanta. Yo, who else enjoys when people make a video? Now, Soulja didn't do this, but our friend, because we cover Love and Hip Hop, A1 Bentley, made a video going at Hitmaker.
It's not my friend.
Made a video, and he started the video off with, I wasn't going to say nothing, but I laugh every time I see those. Or, I usually don't do this, but you're doing it.
But you're doing it.
The videos are funnier than when somebody wants to make a long-ass post, because you really have to, and he's going at Hitmaker. And he's sitting in the car. I've never got to the point where I'm like, all right, let me get in the car, put this. So I wanted to address with y'all motherfuckers, but like, what? How can you talking tough in the phone should never have gotten the pass, but we allow people to talk tough in the phone, and it's very strange that people just like, let me see. Do they even, you know how people tweet or post something, and well, tweet got to be the one I got to use, and don't proofread it? Do you rewatch the video before you hit the send?
I would definitely rewatch my video before I post it. What? I got to make sure I ain't failed myself.
Yeah, because if you start stunning over your words,
that's how
like,
they be failing themselves on them lives. When they go live and just be talking, and then you done talked yourself into some bullshit. Now here you are, and you can't take it back. I want to know, who are the people who pre-record everybody's freaking lives? Not pre-record, but record everybody's freaking lives. Because a person will be like, oh, take it down. And they'll take it down immediately.
But
people have already recorded. They're like,
yes.
How much memory is on your phone?
You got it. You got the iCloud Plus.
To be out here now recording everybody lives at minimum is an hour. Well, not at minimum, but at max is an hour. People don't even get into the nitty-gritty until probably the first 30 minutes.
Do you hit record and then set the phone down? Do you really have to watch the whole thing? Do you, to me, if I was this person, I definitely probably would hit the record, pick up my tablet or my computer, be on there, live my life, and then once they're done, stop it and be like, what part should I repost? Like, oh, okay, he was talking real greasy here. The blog's gonna love this.
Listen to, that's my thing. Like, I'm gonna listen to it because in real time, if you said something crazy, I want to be able to post, chop and paste that right now.
That's true.
Like, look what they said. Oh, so you are listening to this real time.
They're listening to it the same way I have to listen to the podcast and mark chapter notes. So everybody listening to it and be like, hold on, what's that? All right, they like an hour into it, right there. An hour.
Yeah, exactly.
I got to cut right there because this is when they're going off. Anything else on this versus?
Outfit, I loved it. I would have never thought about putting that shirt and those pants together, but I really liked it. I was really like, I need to get me some of these copper shiny pants.
And I'm glad that Trina had this moment because, and as well as Eve, but I feel like Eve probably, I don't know, because she was associated with Rough Riders, had the Dr. Dre thing, she was signed to Aftermath and went to Rough Rider, but still had the Dr. Dre / Scott Storch with the Let Me Blow Your Mind track. Mm-hmm. She had, and then she was in movies. I feel like she's more, and she was on The Talk. She's more known.
She's still on The Talk, ain't she?
No, she left it.
Oh.
I think she just left. I didn't bring that up when we talked about Versus. It was in the news story I pulled up. I'm like, she left The Talk? But Trina, truth be told, Trina put on for the South. Right. And this is coming from somebody who knew who Mia X was. And I love me some Gangsta Boo. But Trina was like, all right, she had the cosign from Trick Daddy, but she still elevated to the point where you're just like, oh, we know who this woman is during the period when it was just Trina, Foxy and Kim and mostly just Kim and Trina. And then obviously Missy. That was all.
And Missy a whole different type of, like, she not a Kim and she not a Trina.
No.
You know, like Missy, not that she can't talk nasty, but it's normally, it ain't coming off sounding like him nor Trina.
No. And if it wasn't for Trina, then what, to me, you could see the city, the Trina and City Girls.
Oh my God, like, absolutely.
And they were in the comments loving, showing love, like, y'all better. Like, this woman,
it's so funny. I was sitting in the car with my friend and I was listening, like randomly, like City Girls came on. And I was like, listen to them. They're so 20, rapping and doing all this. Da, 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 da. And I was like, he was like, you like some of these? I'm like, I like my little City Girls. And he was like, nah, they're a little too ratchet for me. And I was like, I can't even say that because I was an advocate of Trina.
Yeah.
Like growing up, I had Trina album. I knew at least the first 7 songs by heart. Like, I like Trina. And then I was like, matter of fact, I turned around and I played some Trina. And I was like, yo, this is Trina and City Girl. Like, this is the same thing. So absolutely, City Girls definitely got a lot of their vibe from Trina.
Yo,
it's that voice too, boy.
I was cracking jokes. I think it was Fuckboy when she played Fuckboy. There's a line in it where Trina says, you know, 3 a.m., the dude's at her door or whatever. And she's like berating this man, like, don't be trying to come back now. And one of her jabs at him was like, oh, I found out your little girl can't suck dick. Where did you find this out at? Like, who is this? Do y'all talk like this is a lot? Like, girl, don't worry about him. I heard his new girl can't suck dick. He gonna be right back and we're hollering at you. Like, how do y'all know who can't suck dick? Like, who is that? That shit was hilarious to me. I was like, that is a wild. That is a Trina. From Fuckboy. I'm like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, how did this conversation even come up? How did we get here?
Yeah, you're right. I'm like, all right, you listen, it's a funny line. I wouldn't take it out of the song, but I'm like, I will have questions. And like,
I was laughing at Trina trying to blank herself out or correct her in certain parts and then not doing it for other parts. I'm like, ma'am, if you're gonna curse, just curse. If you're gonna be nasty. Like, you're not doing a good job of turning it on and off.
Can someone explain what's up with TBS? Like, TBS was a sponsor and it said TBS late night series. I'm like, is this airing on TBS? Like,
I turned to TBS to see if it was on there too. And it was not because I was confused.
I said, what kind of delay would they have? Even though it's a cable network and they don't have to deal with FCC rules, they could have the cursing. But I'm like, how is TBS sponsoring this? Is, like, what are they going to be doing with this? Or
well, TBS late night show is supposed to be a Tiffany Haddish show or something. And I guess she's supposed to cover. Well, for one, I think she's supposed to cover the verses on her late night show. But that's all I gather. I don't know if this is like a frequent late night show or. Yeah. And somebody was just saying, who was I looking at or talking to or watching? I forget. Okay, they were.
You said looking at, talking to, or watching. Go ahead.
Listen, the people I watch are the friends in my head. I don't know what you mean. But they were talking about how there's no late night women talk shows, right? Like, and all of our women talk shows, they're never like Jimmy Fallon and stuff. They're all panel type of things. And I'm here to save your world, daytime TV type of stuff. And I was like, yo, they did. Like, I feel like Robin Thede had one on BET or something like that. But
it was called The Rundown.
Was it? Okay. Yeah. But that was it, right? Like, I don't, and specifically Black. I don't know any.
Black. Not that I can think of.
Women in general, because we only got what's the white lady name? Chelsea
Handler.
No, she have one. It's on Netflix. So anyone on Netflix?
But it's done like that.
Oh
that,
shit! They, okay.
And she had one on Comedy Central before then. Late night with Chelsea, something like that.
Women don't really have them.
They don't do late night.
I can't think of who I would want to see as a late night. You know what, Regina, actually, I think would make a great one. Regina Hall.
Yeah, I can see that.
I definitely think she would make a great
one. I think Taraji could work.
Oh, I think Taraji could work too.
Well, we'll get to see that because she's going to be hosting the BET Awards. That should be interesting because I think that's going to be the first award show.
That's going like to be back to normal.
Yeah, about as close as normal we're going to get to, I think, the VMAs is in August, and I think they're going to do a crowd as well. So, we'll be covering the BET Awards. I'm just here for the performances. I don't know who.
I don't know who these people are. Half these people, I'm not even gonna know performing.
Oh, I got it. We got to record a studio flow. I get to play the whole the XXL put their freshman list out. I was proud of myself because I knew like 6 or 7 people on this list.
I'm sure if you rolled them people out to me right now, I'll look at you like you stupid.
Nah, I think
I be knowing songs and not the people.
I'm the opposite. When I saw the list, I was like, I know all these people. I cannot tell you what's on. Okay, so here we go. 42 Doug. You know how I know who 42 Doug is? Because he's got the song featuring Future, where Future's taking a shot at Lori Harvey. Flo Milli, know her. Moray, he's on the latest J. Cole album. Pooh Shiesty, he's always in trouble. Lakeia, don't know. Coi Leray, that's Benzino's daughter. That's how I know her.
Is that KOI or something?
Or COI. Yes.
She be all on the Shade Room.
Yes. Yes.
She
yes.
a rapper?
Yes.
I didn't know. I thought she was somebody's girlfriend.
No. Tootsie, don't know. Blast, I'm guessing it's Blast. It is BLXST. Don't know.
Blaxed.
DDG, don't know. Heard of Ruby Rose. And then Ian.
I've heard of Ruby Rose.
Ian Dior. So I
don't know these people.
You, none of them.
I've heard of Ruby Rose. Ain't she finna be on Love and Hip Hop?
I think so. Yeah, I think that is one of the women that's gonna be on Love and Hip Hop. Did you see? Just a quick aside. I saw the trailer for it.
Oh, I have not.
No, I should call it a teaser because it doesn't really show us storylines. It just shows who's gonna be on there. And I was watching it and I said, "Is that Yandy?" I mean, DC Sarah was like, "Yeah, they're gonna." They're on this. I was like, they was like, look, y'all down here. Y'all want to shoot?
You are right. I didn't even put that to. I saw like the people and didn't even think about Yandy not being in Atlanta. I just equated Yandy to Love and Hip Hop. It didn't even matter.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, all right, yeah, that makes sense.
That makes sense. It does make sense. She just opened her little shop down there.
When is Atlanta? And this is no shade to Atlanta. And it's not even shade because this is me not wishing this on Atlanta. But when is Atlanta going to get expensive? Because it's been a while where everybody's been moving there, living good. R. Kelly's mansion just sold, the one where he had the dungeon or whatever. And they said, in this house, I remember on, what was that? Surviving R. Kelly. They showed this house. Gorgeous, big-ass house. It was, like, sold for almost $2 million. I'm like, $2 million get, like, here? Where we at? $2 million, that might... You still be in a subdivision for $2 million. Like, yes. That is wild out right here. I'm like, that's it? All right.
I wonder what happened to his house here. The house here was dope,
oh, that
too.
Was.
He had the big-ass, like, jungle fountain in the, I don't know. It was dope, though.
It was. I forgot about how
in South Suburbs, it's like, what's that city called? Oh, my God, brain fart. Oh, I can't think of it. That just makes me mad too.
Yeah.
Because it's on the tip of my tongue. Richtown? Nope.
Where did he live at?
He lived in the South Suburbs. I know for sure.
I know. It wasn't, shoot. Because now I'm thinking I'm around Madison, Park Forest. I'm in that area, though.
It's over there, though. But it's driving me crazy that I can't think of it.
It's Olympia Fields.
Olympia Fields. Thank you.
I had to pull it up, and I'm up for a guess, and I'm like, oh, it's right there in front of my face. Olympia Fields.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. Because I'm like, I was thinking of the high school that's over there.
And I was thinking about Sea Cities, too. And I was like, it's not Chicago Heights. It's not Calumet City.
No.
So I was like, yeah, Olympia Fields. Yep, there you go.
I wonder what happened to that house. Did he sell that? Because I would love to go see that house in person.
Yeah. You know what's there's funny that not really, but
he, you know what's would have been smart. You needed extra money. You should have opened a tour of your house. You think people ain't gonna come pay money to come check out the house that you'd have made this video tape?
You know what? You're gonna get some R. Kelly fans and you're gonna get some weirdos to go to the house, but you're gonna get their money.
You're gonna get them because first of all, he got a whole stand group, okay. They'd be outside of places protesting in the name of R. Kelly. So you know they wouldn't mind. And then you got the guys who are creeps. You're right. He'd have got a little bit of change, a little bit of something.
It says R. Kelly's foreclosed home sells for $950,000. When was that? NBC Chicago. Oh, 2013.
Oh, he sold it. Yeah. I wonder who got it now.
Look, it said Chase, J.P. Morgan said he owed more than $2.9 million. See what I'm trying to tell y'all guys about?
Owed more.
He owed more than what this other house in Atlanta sold for. I'm like, all right. I'm just wondering, what is it going to... Speaking of Atlanta, why are they trying to bring Freak Nick back?
I saw that. Let them be great.
This is not the era, and I understand. And then they go say it's going
is
to be...
Is it not? You don't think these people want Freak Nick?
But they already said it's not even going to be the Freak Nick that y'all knew. So
they just needed the name.
But all right,
they needed to call it the Freak Nick.
Yeah, but if you have an expectation of something, like if you're not me, I don't want to go to Freak Nick, but I know I read them saying like, oh, blah blah this, and you go expecting like, oh, this is gonna be off the. No, it's not. No, it's not. And you crazy for thinking it's gonna be off the chain. Who's gonna be on this list? I see they got Bun B, Trick Daddy, Ray J, Too Short. Is this one?
Ray J and Too Short.
Nah, this is not. Oh, tickets going to sell in 3 days. You know what I hate about websites? It don't have It just has a front page with a banner. It says 3 days, October 8th through the 10th. And not a list or anything. It just says, yo, 3 days from now. I'm like, where's the list of people? Oh, see, listen. This is what Freak, it says, fearlessly reliving and embracing Atlanta's culture. Culture with a K, so they can, that's what Freak stands for this shit now. Ain't got nothing to do with no sex. So,
okay.
All right. So what there's else we that. Got?
Let me, before we even dig down, let me tell you why Walmart just pissed me off, yo.
Okay.
So I went to Walmart because I was going to buy me a little window AC unit, you know. And I go online on my phone and I see that they have one for $85.99. I was like, oh, that's a really good price right now for a little window unit. Because I'm sure they jacking up prices because it's hot. So $85 is good. Let me go ahead and go grab this. Online is like, you can't like order and pick up, right? Yeah. You got to have it like delivered. I'm like, but I live 7 minutes from Walmart. So I'm just going to go up there and go pick it up. So I go, I find the AC unit. In the store, it says $134.
Okay.
So I'm like, no, why? I'm making sure I'm looking at the phone. I'm like, nope, this is the same model number. This is the same name. This is the same everything. So they should be able to price match. Because I'm looking at it for $85.99. So I go to the counter, I talk to the guy. I'm like, hey, I saw this, you know, AC unit in here. It says $134 online. It says $85.99. Do you guys price match? So he was like, well, let me see. He takes his phone out, he scans it. It comes up as $134 in store. And then when he checks out online, it says $134 online. I said, is this the same model number? He's like, yeah. I'm like, this is the same unit. He's like, yeah. I said, then why? Does on my website right here. And this wasn't like a screenshot. Like I saved it before. I'm literally on the website. like, it says $85.99 right here. He was like, I don't know. You know, you might have to talk to a manager about that. I'm like, okay, cool beans. I go to the front. The girl was going to help me. I was like, I actually think I might need a manager. She said, what's going on? I explained it to her. She said, okay. She go gets the manager chick. The chick go over like, what's up? How can I help you? I'm like, hey, this is this, this is that, this is this. She said, okay, for us to price match, it has to, like, we use this scan, the Scarborough, we use the scan code, we scan it, it come up like this, and, you know, we got a match like that. I said, okay. So she's like, she do the whole thing, the same thing the dude did. It's coming up as $134. So she's like, well, you may have to order it online and pick it up. I said, well, I don't have the option to pick it up. It only gives me a delivery. And then they say delivery is $99.99 and it won't get to me till July 2nd. Wait, so please make this make sense.
So
right. Ultimately, they would not give it to me for $85.99. Like, I would have had to go that route. And I think that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I'm trying to think, because Walmart website sometimes does the where you put a product, I don't know why I phrase it, a product in, and then they have different sellers. So was this Walmart selling this, or was it somebody else selling that?
I would have to go back and look. Yeah, I didn't look at that. I'll be honest. I'm on Walmart's website and I don't understand.
Because back in the day, Best Buy was notorious for doing that. Well, you would see something at your house for a certain price, and then they'll look it up on their computers, and it would be a different price. And you'd be like, wait, so they want to price match it. But I was like, I was surprised nobody pulled that up. Like, let's see if we're the seller. Because we had to do that when I was at Sears, because for some reason.
I would have respected that answer better, though. She's just being like, oh, nah, because it's got to be this. I'm like, it's the same unit, the same model, the same everything. Like, three people done already told me this is the correct unit. I would rather you be like, oh, but it's not sold by us. This is if you go that way. You gave me nothing.
Yeah, yeah. And I could, it's not even that I couldn't imagine. I just never thought that we would be in a situation where the heat is ridiculous, where it's constantly touching 90 and feeling, what was last week? Felt like 98, 99. It was
last week and now I think this whole weekend is like 91.
Yeah. It's like, it is just too hot to be out. It's like, golly. It doesn't, I'm not going to complain.
I was just being lazy and didn't want to get the central air fixed. I'm not going to hold you. I was like, this would be a little bit cheaper.
It definitely
because,
is.
Because like, first of all, central, I think I need a whole new unit, and that's about to be an arm and a leg.
It is.
I don't want to. One
of the few things we've replaced. We've replaced the central air, obviously the stove. I don't look forward to the furnace or water.
I'm over here
heater.
Like, does it need Freon? What can we do?
Yo, the first time we got lucky, because the first time they came to check it out, because it was like, yo, it will not get cold. And they were like, oh, you got to replace your thermostat. And then a year later, it broke. Or they was like, you got to replace this. But we knew that because it came with the house in 1998. So it was 20 years old.
Yeah. I feel like they definitely be like, you get a 20-year limit and we're done. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
As if there's a timer in that little
dead
thing.
Dead-ass machine just stops working.
I was been talking to my brother. I'm like, this weather has been so hot that I'm like, I'm praying for everybody AC. Like, fam, it cannot. You know how hard it is to sleep? I know you do, but I'm just telling you. Y'all know how hard it is to sleep in heat? Like, you got to get comfortable. You don't want to be touched.
Yes.
You throwing covers off you. You wish you could take your skin off. Like, golly, it's hot.
You take all the clothes off.
Oh, man. All right. So this weekend we have Juneteenth, and it's a federal holiday. But I don't want to say for some reason.
Tell my job because I should need my shmoney.
I'm just trying to figure out that I'm not falling for the jokes, right? I appreciate the fact that Juneteenth is a federal holiday and it passed damn near unanimously. And I'm like, oh, but we don't even teach real history.
We don't.
We don't. No. And I get it. I don't agree with the Republicans hating critical race theory or whatever. But y'all still telling kids that Christopher Columbus discovered some shit that's already been here. And he never came to America, though. He was in South America. He never stepped foot on North America's shores. We keep that in. How do they do our history? It goes, oh, we were slaves, even though black people were here before the slavery. Then we got freed. Then we had Jim Crow. then we have the civil rights. That's all. That's all you get in our history books.
That is absolutely true.
Oh man, but we y'all got Juneteenth,
and then they might get you a little bit deeper in February. They might, and that's really more on specific people.
When you do the math with everybody who gets so mad, I'm like, why do we have Black History Month? We don't have White History Month or whatever. We wouldn't have to have Black History Month if you taught Black history throughout, but y'all don't.
Exactly. Exactly.
Y'all just
and like, why is it that? And nothing wrong. Why do we? Why must it have? Blah blah blah. Why must it specifically be separate? We have to have like Black studies or Black, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
If it's history, teach me all of my histories. Yes. I don't understand.
Yep. it's a
pick a segment and focus on it for 2 weeks or we in school for 9 months. You telling me you can't space this out and not learn?
Yeah. You're like, yo, and listen, all you have to do. And this is why they're upset about critical race theory, because it's a theory, right? It's not critical race fact, but it's a theory based on, I'm paraphrasing, that white supremacy is what America has been built on, blah, blah. All right. You know what you really could do, though? You could, if you don't want to teach that, you could just drop hints. You could say, yo, the White House was built by Black people. Some Black people fought to be for their freedom, but most Black people in the United States were slaves. Just keep dropping those hints whenever you get to the parts of the Revolutionary War. The fact that Juneteenth, like, yes, it's an amazing moment, but we're really celebrating the last people to know. Why were they the last people to know?
Right.
Like, why were they and we talked about this last year. What was it, April 4th, the day the Civil War actually ended? And I saw this one congressman talk about what'd he say? He's like, oh, they're trying to replace 4th of July. Ain't nobody trying to replace 4th of July. Listen, this is America. If you gave us a holiday every month, we would celebrate all of them.
Listen.
Like, what are you talking about? The most racist person is going to celebrate Juneteenth. Not going to celebrate. They ain't going to work. They ain't not going to be like, they fuck this shit. They should still be slaves. No, they ain't that. They're going to enjoy the day off.
The like, and they're going to enjoy the shit out of that, okay?
Stop playing. But listen.
Somebody said that, white people gonna ruin the shit though. Bad dressing up in dashikis and going bar hopping.
They gotta stop. yo, hold up.
Just you know how they do about the other holidays. Put on sombreros.
Yo, Black people, we need to get on marketing. You would know this better than me, right? St. Patrick's Day, whiskey, I think, a scotch. I can't remember which one is Irish or which one is Scottish, right? And then I'm blanking. Cinco de Mayo. Even though it's not, there's margaritas. What is our signature drink that we should be pushing on Juneteenth?
That's a great question. I feel like, here's the thing.
Hennessy? Well, we don't own that.
I was going to say, niggas love Hennessy. Come on, let that dream go. I was just about to say, they're going to be like, Hennessy.
Crown Royal.
Crown Royal on top. Listen, y'all got buy something better. I'd rather y'all do Jack Daniels, because supposedly the person Jack Daniels to make it was a Black man, the distiller or whatever.
We need to come up with our own.
Could you imagine, hold up though. No, that's the best shit. Think about it. Just imagine the others. Non-people of colors walking around with like Hennessy, two ice, double shots.
So hold up. I got one for y'all. All right, listen. So Hennessy, Crown Royal, Jack Daniels, Black people drink them drinks, but Black people don't own those drinks.
Right.
Right. And then you get a little bit closer with Ciroc, because Puff endorses it, but he don't own it.
We don't be liking vodka like that.
What about Douce?
Douce, you know what? A lot of people who were Hennessy drinkers switched over to Douce. I will say, like Jay-Z need any more money. Do he still own Douce?
Yes.
Like he need any more money. But I'm not mad at Douce being the signature cocktail.
Yeah, maybe. Let me see.
I'm over here trying to figure out what my cocktail gonna be for Saturday for
7
Juneteenth.
Okay. All right, 7 Black-owned alcohol brands to add to your bar cart right now. Let's see. 1850 Uncle Nearest, 1856 and 1884.
I know Uncle Nearest,
So what is it's a whiskey, all right. And then a rosé brand is called Le Fête du Rosé.
Black owned, I've seen that, I think.
a black owned beer brand is called Green Bench, and they have honey saison.
Green Bench. I'm about to go look for that in the Bennies.
All right. There's a the best black owned vodka brand is Black Mama. They have Peachy. All right. And then the best black owned IPA. This is according to Rolling Stone. Best black owned IPA beer brand is Crown and Hops. I love their can. It's HBCU. It looks dope. It looks like the colors from School Days. Let's see. Best black owned bourbon is St. Cloud. The best black owned rum is 10-1. And that's it. All right, there you guys go.
Okay.
All right.
I'm not mad about it.
Let's see. Have you been following any of this controversy on the Heights?
No.
So the Lin-Manuel Miranda this was his first play that he did before he did Hamilton.
And it, Dylan? It,
huh?
What was the name?
Lin-Manuel. It's called The Heights.
Lin. Yeah. No, you were saying the person's name. I'll make sure I heard you. Sorry.
Lin-Manuel Miranda. All right. Celebration of Washington Heights, which is a neighborhood in New York or whatever, right? And it came out as a movie. And the representation of dark skin Afro-Latinos is like zero. Damn near zero. So people, the Roots, Felice, I hope I pronounced her name right, Leon, she questioned it. Like, yo, what is going on? Is that that many? You know what? The only dark-skinned ones were dancers in the background, right? Mm-hmm. The crazy part is the play actually did have dark-skinned people in it. So I don't know why they switched it up. So it is like, in a surprising move, the Broadway show's original storyline that included Nina's dad, Kevin, disapproving of her relationship with Benny because he's black, was scraped from the movie. Now, the only black person that had a role, I think, is Corey Hawkins, who played Dr. Dre in N.W.A., and he disappeared on Walking Dead. They never went back to the old dude. And then the character, Vanessa, was originally played by Karen Olivo, who was Puerto Rican, Dominican, Native American, Chinese descent, but the film had her played by a white passing Mexican actor. So Lin-Manuel apologized, said, we got to do better. But here's my thing about it.
Yes, you knew that before you did.
Exactly. And here's the thing.
You knew that.
Why switch up the roles? And then, you know, the casting directors, they were like, oh, blah, blah. We just wanted to get the people who were good enough. I don't know if it was a casting director or John M. Chu, the director. But if I'm casting, let's do this. If I'm casting my life, a light-skinned dude can't play me.
Right.
So it's going to, you know what? When y'all look at the casting call for that, it's going to be a bunch of bald-head black men, dark-skinned brothers in the room. So you knew who your characters were. So right. Why would it switch up if I know my character is this, or this is how they look? Why am I casting a light-skinned or white-passing Latino? That makes no sense to me.
It doesn't.
So, and it sucks because people are excited about this. Not only did it not do well at the box office, I don't think the summer is a good time for musicals. Like, that is really the fall.
When I first seen the trailer, before I caught the title, I had saw a glimpse, and I immediately said, oh, they doing what? They doing, oh my God, what is wrong with my brain today?
You think West Side Story?
Thank you.
They are doing that though, but go ahead.
I know that now, but when I saw that initial trailer or whatever, I was like, oh, they know West Side Story. And I didn't even watch it. I was just like, y'all can't come up with nothing original. Another reboot. And then I went on about it. And so then somebody was like, did you check out The Heights? And I'm like, what's that? And they was like, the movie. And they started describing it. I was like, ain't that the new West Side Story? And they like, nah, they doing that too, but this is The Heights. And I was like, I just thought they changed the name. I didn't think nothing of it. Because the story kind of sounded the same a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry, you guys. Y'all could have did better. You knew that before you cast it,
exactly.
Produced, posted, yeah, here's edited. The thing too. Like, this and ain't
with, nothing for Lin-Manuel well apologizing, but like, were you never on set? Could you just imagine I'm on set?
To me, it's just like, in the climate we live in.
Exactly.
You knew. You knew good and goddamn well that people was going to say something about it. You knew that as you watched it. And I know you're probably sitting here thinking, these were probably the better actors or actresses, and they outshined or killed their role during casting. But then you're just going to have to push a little bit harder and find somebody who looks what you need them to look like and help them in their acting. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, that's the key part, especially if you have a character who looks a certain way. You can't cast
especially
a different
skin. Especially when it's important
skin.
to the point of the movie.
Thank you for bringing that
because
up.
There is a difference where there's different people have shows or whatever in mind, and they'll say, oh, I want a white person and a black person show up for it, and a black person is that good that you change that whole character.
Yes.
So that is a thing. Because I forgot, who was it? It was a couple of actors who said they would just go for all the roles. Like, whether you say a white, black, Asian, I went for it. So I get that. But if your story is based upon this person, not one of these persons, because them being darker or black or whatever, bruh, stick to the story.
Not only stick to the story. And you got to, and I hate that you have to play to the least common denominator or the ignorant. Washington Heights isn't a fictional place. It is a real place. And from what I understand, guess who dominates Washington Heights? Dark-skinned Latinx people. So when you watch a movie and then you like, oh, this is what goes on there? No, that's not what reflects there. Could you imagine them like making a movie in Compton and there's nothing but white people there? Like post-1950s? That wouldn't make any sense. You know, like, white people don't live in Compton. What is going on here? All right. You ready to get into the TV?
They only stop by when they're a cop and they're beating up people. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you ready to get into TV because we got Encore, Loki, Run the World. Did you watch all three?
Yes, I did.
All right. Where you want to start?
Let's start with...
Go ahead. I was going to say the Encore, but go ahead.
Nah, because I like Encore too good. We're going to hold out. Let's start with Run the World.
All right, I enjoyed this episode of Run the World to the point where I was upset when it ended. I was like, oh, that's it? Like, so Sandy, and I have no idea who her man name is. They try to get their story straight, throw a little party. What's that girl's name? Hopeless? I didn't like her. I didn't like, how are you?
Which one is this?
This was the lady who was like, sis, I could, you know, she washed her own dish. She actually said that
Baptiste or something like that.
Or something like that. So, right, you're right. And she said, girl's been trying to trap him for a minute, you know, but none of them could cook. Why you plant that seed? I feel like you think she wanted to date him? Like, what is
going on? Absolutely. Come on now. She's shady. Palm trees everywhere.
I was like in the fact that, yo, and then
that whole fucking up thing. And it's crazy because I got what you were saying, and I know you meant, I feel like it was like a double entendre, like you was going with both meanings.
Yeah. It definitely was that. But how do you feel when and we've discussed this a few times because we cover reality shows, but how do you feel when you do not like this person, but your friends fuck with this person? He was like, yo, if I don't like her, y'all don't like her. What were your stance on this in this situation?
I feel like everybody has their right to choose who they like and dislike. That is totally up to you.
But if she's coming to your home and try to read you.
If you into my house, like, and you being mad disrespectful in my home, we got problems, and I'm going to need y'all to understand that as my friend, that you not go, no one's coming into my house to disrespect me.
Why didn't Matthew, I think that's her boyfriend's name.
Sound about right.
Do you think he was telling the truth when she asked, have you done this? This is what I don't like either. Ask me what you want to know. Don't ask me because I haven't done this type of party with another student I was dating doesn't mean I didn't date another student.
Right.
Why don't you just ask me? Now, personally, I probably would have been upfront with that just in case it came back around. Mm-hmm. I don't want nobody else to tell you what I've done.
Yeah.
Let's get it to Renee. She continues to be one of my favorite characters, but not this episode because I get she's going through this divorce, but she got over her man by getting under somebody.
And I mean, it was weird. A lot of people do that.
Jazz makes him itch. Like, what? I'm such a person that if I'm in an environment that I've never been in around people, I try to play it so cool. But the whole, like, is that pecan pie?
He was just so, just like too much. And I hate to say that, because, and I just feel like you're supposed to act some type of way when you get around a certain class of people, right?
Yes.
But you're supposed to be your authentic self too.
Yes, but listen, you go. I'm not.
I was just annoyed by his presence, and then I was annoyed that you got your mama dangling from your neck while you banging me. Listen,
his dead wife.
A wife, yes, his wife.
And let's keep it a buck. He came to that because he was up here reading all her accomplishments, and then he finished, and I was like, "You wow,
yes, you wowing, sir."
Is Whitney going to get married or not? Is she going to make it to this altar?
That is a good question.
And did she tell her mom what's going on?
I enjoyed the conversation her mom had with her at the table, though.
I did, too. I don't like
it. Was a good.
What's her, the maid of honor, Hope? Extra.
Oh, Hope was annoying. And Hope reminded me too much of Sandy, like visually.
Yes. Watch y'all go. Even though Sandy, I will give it to the actress, Corbin Reed. She's one of those people. There's these people you'll notice, mostly with women. I don't know if it's with guys, that if they change their hairstyle, they look different. When she was at the party and she had the hair laid, and I was like, you look like a different person to me. But then she went back to the curly.
Then you look like you. I liked all three dresses too. I think they complimented the women for the bridal party.
Right? Would you want a slit like Renee?
Oh yeah. I would have. I need a little.
We didn't even talk about how Hope asked for $800.
Ma'am, not for no bachelorette party. You got me fucked up.
I was like, you wowing.
Niggas got me fucked up.
She's like, well, if you guys would have...
In the words of Amanda Seals, yeah. I would never. What type of bachelorette party is this?
Yeah, what are we...
How do you not know we don't like you?
Who was it Renee? Or, no, I think it was Sandy who told Ella. Yo, she gave her some real advice when Ella asked, can she bring Anderson? And she was like, no, because wedding pictures are for you have never lied. If they sit there and those wedding pictures still rocking, you got to be like, why'd I bring him if he don't make it? I don't know. I feel like sometimes I just think differently. If I'm known or to your group as the bad guy, and I'm back in your life, we can start slow, right? I don't need to come to this wedding. Nope. That is fine. Mm-mm. You guys have a great time. But then I want to prove myself. Yo, when they have their 1-year anniversary, I'm going to be here.
Yeah, I'm going to still be here.
All right, we only got a few more episodes left. We might as well talk about how, the sadness that's surrounding Insecure ending. All these pictures. Everybody's like crushed. I saw the picture of Yvonne, Jay, and Issa with their little sweats. And they're like, we wrapped, we finished. And I'm like... I think Jay was the one to say Issa wrote the hell out. I'm like, what happens in this episode?
Yo, Liz, you're like, I need to know.
What goes
down?
It's
what I have noticed is that Amanda is like nowhere.
Speaking of which, I don't know if you follow anybody from P-Valley. I follow Brandy, Miss Mercedes. And they're doing their press run, and not only that, Brandy's been doing things for Stars because Stars just dropped Blind Spotting, which looks interesting. I see Brandy and Miss Mississippi, who is just, her name is Shannon, hanging out constantly. And I seen her with, I can't remember the gay rapper name. I seen her take a picture with him, and I seen her take a picture with, I can't even remember the guy who runs the club name anymore. But
it's been so long.
Yes.
At the Pank.
Yes. But I never see anybody with Autumn. Like, y'all like her, or what's going on? Does she be by herself?
Maybe she got some other jobs she doing.
Maybe.
And I said that not even like just side pictures with Amanda, because I remember seeing her on like a yacht party for Issa's, but like this season. Like I have to see.
Here's the thing. Do you think Amanda, and I like Amanda Seals, I know some men can't stand her because she opinionated. Do you think she can have fun? Because the projection she gives us is everything is serious. And if everything's like, you could tell, you could bring Amanda to like your boat party. But if y'all start talking either politics, religion, or men, women, roles, she gonna get serious. Like, you be like, don't bring none of this up. We just have fun, y'all.
We just don't talk about silly shit and have fun and listen to music. No, she does give off the impression that she would be like a Debbie Downer.
Yeah, just like you just want to have a serious guy. Even with music is iffy. Like, y'all still play this guy? Y'all know he used to blah blah. Like,
yeah, I feel like every topic would be like, girl. Like, if Eva Girls have fun at twerking, she'd be like, why would you berate yourself like that?
Yeah. Like, you still doing this?
But I love Amanda. I mean, I feel like she's been a lot quieter on the socials now that I believe she's in a relationship.
Yeah. See, that's what a relationship would do to you. Keep you quiet for a little bit.
Because she used to kiki on the reel, so I know she can, like, be fun.
That's true.
But I also just feel like her mindset be like, there is more pressing issues going on that we should be focused on than this.
All right. You want to do low-key then?
Yes, we can do the low-key.
Listen, I hope y'all don't ever come to us. Well, come to me. For like in-depth, I don't watch Loki. I don't listen to two podcasts about Loki. And I'm just like, I like the show. But I can't, like, the way they're doing with this time, I can't tell y'all where it's going. I don't want to be able to predict it. I didn't see Lady Loki coming.
I meant
coming.
To watch my random recaps that I watch on. Because I don't read the comics. And I feel like it's so much more that you don't know because of the comics. So I normally watch, like, the little series they have on YouTube.
Yeah. That's the only thing I haven't done. Because 2 of the shows we watch come on Wednesday. We have such a quick turnaround. We have to make sure we have to watch those. Run the World, you can watch it Sunday, but you can take a little time if you want to. But these 2 shows, you're like, all right, got it. And Encore comes on at 9 o'clock. So I got to watch that the next day.
I was sitting here watching TV, and my TV started recording. So I'm like, what are you recording right now? And I clicked on, I was like, oh shit, Ratchet TV.
All right, we're gonna wait. So Loki, you know what I like about Loki? It's not wasting time. They're like, look, we got 6 episodes. Cause I was watching it. I was like, yo, this could be a movie. But then when you get to I like how he figured out, you know, if it's an apocalyptic moment where everybody dies, it's low variance.
Yeah.
And that's when he started searching for it. I love the back and forth between him and Owen Wilson. I don't
about
think,
believing in your creators and what your purpose. I thought that was really dope. Whoever wrote that was great.
I don't even know if the timekeepers are real.
I don't think they are.
I don't either. I think old girl Ravenna, whatever, she lying. I was like, so yeah, they're aware of you and all this, and I'm like,
I don't believe it.
Let's try to see if there's anything else there, because go watch it. If you even in the comments,
it's kind of hard to talk about this episode because I feel like the ending got this twist that you may not know if you don't read the comics.
Yeah, because I was aware of a Lady Loki. I know there's a Lady Thor too in these universes, but I'm like, all right, now that he followed her in, what does this mean? Like, are we going to see all these universes? And you know what sucks? I wish this was closer to the Doctor Strange movie. Like, man, once y'all open up this gate of these multiverses, I gotta wait.
This should have went right into Doctor Strange.
Yeah, I'm like, let's go.
Nah, you finna get this Scarlet Witch movie.
Yeah.
That don't have nothing to do with what we doing right now.
You mean Black Widow?
Black Widow, yeah, sorry. That ain't got nothing to do with what we doing right now.
Not a thing. Not a thing. But I'm enjoying this, and I'm trying to see. I really don't believe in the timekeepers, but I don't know. But I believe everybody other than the boss, here's why wild it is. The light-skinned girl, she was in that movie we watched with, because remember, it was All the Lights. We watched this on Netflix. She was playing this R&B singer. He was her bodyguard or something like that. Her name is...
I know what you're talking about. I can't think of the name, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. But when I first saw her, I automatically thought that it was the girl from the Cosby Show who was one of Vanessa's friends because she had her hair pulled back like that. I was like, look at her get work.
Aging well.
Yes. I'm like, oh, look at her. She's working. She might be up to some nefarious things, but Casey, who is one of my favorite characters, he's the one who was like, when Loki told him last week that he was going to gut him like a fish, he's like, what's a fish? And then he took his lunch. Yo, that whole metaphor he did, I would have been so mad about that. Like, don't ruin my salad.
He was putting everything on this salad. I was so upset.
Don't ruin my salad.
I mean, you could have picked anything else. And the amount of, he was like really into it. He was invested into fucking up his salad at that point. I think he knew exactly what he was doing.
You know, yeah, I like the last, there was two scenes. Well, the final part, the last act was really good because they, when they find the soldier who got taken, she was really tweaking. Mm-hmm. But the lady low-key switching from body to body was dope. It gave me
Philadelphia, not Philadelphia. What's that it movie? Gave yes. me Denzel movie. Is it Fallen? Fallen vibes. Yes, it is. Fallen. That's yeah. exactly what I thought of. Time. I was like, time yeah, is on my side.
Yeah, I was like, yes, oh, shoot. Is. She is just switching bodies and then beat his butt up as Bubba, whatever that guy name was.
Yeah. I was like, Loki, you have powers. Man up.
But what if the twist is she's not a bad guy? Like, maybe the TVA is the bad guy. Because she's one step ahead. Like, she was like, no, look, I knew they was going to use you and blah, blah, blah.
Man, when she dropped them bombs, though.
Yeah, she's messing up the sacred timeline.
Like, oh, crap. What does is going this on? Mean?
Yes. That's...
Yeah.
Now, let's get into my favorite show.
Come on now. We need theme music.
Last week, it was last Saturday, you got that text in like, yo.
But I tell y'all, me and John do not talk outside of recorded days or like something random just come up. I was texting this man while I was watching that first episode.
And I was hitting you back like, yo, I was like, I'm texting, smiling like, yes, you watch. I got Sarah to watch it. She's like, yo, this is good. I'm like,
it's good quality, early 2000s. Making the bed, ratchet TV. That is what it reminds me of. My favorite part about this show is they don't waste no time. There is no dragging part. And you're going to get a fully loaded episode every episode. Yeah,
what I'm telling y'all, y'all don't understand how wild this episode is when you are watching it in June, Pride Month, with the Pride, the BET logo rainbowed the fuck out. And Pam from Total was like, well, I don't believe that God delivered me. And I was like, sure.
I was like, ma'am.
Here's the thing. All right. For those who don't know, Pam admits that she used to be with dating a woman. And this all came about because Aubrey touched her knee. And she's like, I just want y'all to know I'm not on funny stuff. I used to be with a woman, but God delivered me. And then later on, she explained, well, and the Bible says this, says, and you're like, what is going on? And then as a man, if a woman told me this, I'm like, in my head, maybe this is how I think. I'm like, that sounds like you would rather be with a woman and you only with me because the Bible told you you had to be with me.
He has to be with
how happy
man.
Are you going to be?
The crazy thing was, I was like, the rumor was that she was gay, right, at the time. And I was like, okay, she's gay. And then when I had heard she was married and everything, I was like, oh, so this whole time we thought this woman was gay and she wasn't. So for her to be like, you know, I did spend time or was with, well, I'm like, okay, so she's bi and that's cool. But like, you made it a thing. Cause in my head, I'm like, it's not like Aubrey felt you up.
Yeah.
She was just rested her arm. And I was like, that did it for you? Like, so do you not hug women? Do you not, if you needed a shoulder to cry on, do you not rest your head? Like,
it was wild that was her explanation.
To me, I'm like, it's different if Aubrey was filling her up, like touched her boobs, rubbed her butt, caressed her face, something. But it seems so innocent. Like, she just had her arm there. Like I'm like just leaning on you. And for you to be like, I ain't with the funny business, ma'am. Get the fuck up off of me. It's pretty
I don't know
much
what kind
what
of party you think this is.
Yeah. I was like, okay.
And then, but she knew. Cause first of all, and that let me know she's not living.
I don't need this type of representation on TV. Y'all not gone.
She's not living her true self. Cause she don't seem. When that first episode, you see Pam like, Pam, why are you here? You know, it seemed like you were just tired. You're bored. Like, this is not your scene. And then she go upstairs and was like, yeah, I think I said too much. And then Shamari was shooting. No, I think you cool. But
I actually thought Shamari was going to be the one to say something because she had women experiences or had a sexual relationship with a woman.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know if they was officially together, but I knew they had a sexual relationship. So I thought she was going to be the one to say something. Like, she was going to be offended. But Shamari like, hey, you know, if that's how you feel, that's how you feel.
Whatever floats your boat to find your lost remote. But she's so then it comes back around, because who brings it up? Was it Felicia? Somebody brought it back up.
I suck at these two sisters, because I'd be like, the sister twin. And I hate to group people like that, because I know twins don't like that. Like, they are different. They're individuals. I haven't learned their faces yet to know which one is Fallon and which one is Felicia. Oh, it was Keely. I started basing it off their hair.
It was Keely who brought it up. She was like, because Keely is bisexual.
Right.
She was like, even though I have a husband, I'm bisexual. And what you said, and then this is what, that's what Pam brought up, the Bible. And I was just like, and listen, here's the thing. We've talked about this. I believe in higher power. I would never use the Bible as my proof because there's so much contradiction in there. And if you know the Bible, you can be like, the Bible also says this, but you don't do that part. So why are you picking and choosing? All right. Before all that, Pam got, she was the queen, right? She got crowned the queen, and I forgot to go back and write what the queen got to be in charge of, but it's the final vote.
The whole court. But how long are you queen?
Yeah, because you could be another queen, but you can't. I was like, all right.
That's what I was trying to figure out. I'm like, is this just the queen in general, or do, because it looked like on the next episode they vote for another queen, maybe?
Yeah, and then they did the whole, first of all, Sita, this bootleg Sita.
I'm over this Sita.
Had to do the recap. Like, last time I was like, what are we doing?
So this show was made for us. It's really what I was thinking. This is made for 30-year-olds plus, okay? First and foremost, yo, I'm struggling with Aubrey, okay?
As far as what?
You
wasn't feeling the vision board?
I feel like I needed to be there. I feel like they edit that. They ain't gonna give us the whole breakdown. So I was like, I don't understand what these pictures mean and why you didn't have pictures of them on the vision board.
I thought that too. Like,
who these random people? And then I was like, what's the premise? So that's what I'm like, I don't get it via the TV screen.
Yeah.
I think I need to be there in person to get the vision of the vision board. But shout out and kudos to her for taking the initiative to be like, listen, however, she did contradict herself while y'all coming at Keely's head. The girl said she wanted to make two separate groups.
Yes.
Now you're talking about you want to have unity. You did.
Yeah. All right, hold on real quick. So I remember one of the things that they have to do with this album is all the girls have to be on at least 3 songs together. Yes. I wrote down all y'all had to do was a dance track, a love song, and a gospel song. You're done. Like all 3 of y'all can get on that.
I thought the reggae song was good for everybody to be on. That makes sense.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, so Nivea, Shamari, Pam, Fallon, and Aubrey sounded great. Irish and LaMisha struggled. And Keela, what did Kylie do? She did the low register. She's like, oh, okay.
And I wasn't even mad at her. The thing that's killing me about this show is when you told me about it, I just knew I was not about to be team Kylie?
It's Keely, I believe. Keely. I think I said it wrong. Keely.
Okay. I just knew I wasn't going to be team Keely. But the more I watched the show, I'm like, y'all is trying Keely right quick. Because one, all y'all sang the same range. Nobody gave us no harmony. And I know all y'all can sing. So somebody could have did some sopranos. All y'all was hitting a good alto, low soprano. She came and was like, I'm about to give you this tenor. Okay.
Yeah.
And I was here for it. I was like, no. Okay. I didn't know your range. I didn't know you can go low. She doesn't seem like a person who would sing lower. But I was like, okay, cool. I'm not mad about a little variety, a little depth to the song. They came for her for that. They came for her for calling out Aubrey.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Here's the only way I agree with the group coming at Kylie. Keely.
Thank you. Keely. Yes, shit. I'm so sorry, girl. If you ever listen to this episode, we're gonna get it right.
Only thing is that they were right with, yo, if you don't not gonna be in the group, why are you singing on these tracks? Why are you dancing?
I agree with that.
And
yes.
Keely, your beef should be with, you know, I get your beef with Aubrey. Your beef also should be with BET. That red outfit you had on, did you no favors? That when she wore that red sweatsuit, I was like, why are you wearing this? But then they all came at her, and which one was it, Fallon or Felicia? One of the twins protected her. Yeah. Oh, Felicia.
Which I laughed, not laughed, no. But she was like, y'all all attacked me and my sister. I said, ma'am, you attacked the people first. Let's start there. You came at Keely's head and then went down to Misha, and you was just going for people's heads before people started attacking you, kind of. But, you know, whatever. But I did think it was admirable that she did stand up for her. Is that the word I was looking for? Admirable.
Yeah. Let's see. Then the next day, Keely is going to try. No more questions. Aubrey, division board, they're all equal. Who said, was it? Aubrey says Keely does nothing but walk around in her pajamas and drinks. You get the presentation.
I mean, now, Keely, if you're going to be doing creative directorial things, yeah. I need to see, like, what have you done? Have you decided, hey, fashion wise, y'all, we're going to wear black? I know they're wearing black, but I'm like, whose idea was this? You know what I'm saying? Did you, what have you done for them lately?
Yo, you know what's, before we go too far, what's funny is BET messes with us because we can't tell the twins apart. So when Fallon was the one talking mess about LaMisha, they didn't put the name. Felicia had to set it up and be like, yo, I didn't say that. And then, and then Fallon gonna say, I may have said, you know, you can't sing and all this, but you need to know your strengths. I was like, what?
Okay, here's my question for you, sister. According to you, she don't have no strength in nothing.
Yeah.
So she's not a great dancer and she's not a great singer. So what is it that you would like for her to do?
So was it, did I write down who went in there? Felicia, I wrote down, gave Irish advice. So maybe, hopefully that's who it was, because she was like, yo, you should sing from your diaphragm. And
then she gave the advice, sounded extremely annoyed.
Yeah.
Like, where's the sensitivity to this? Granted, feel like if you are a singer, you are a singer. Like, you don't really look, unless something physically is probably wrong with your vocals or something like that. I don't think you, you might not hit the highest of notes anymore, but I don't think you lose too much. You know what I'm saying? Unless you like smoking cigarettes, just terrible to yourself. This is no shade to neither one, Irish or Misha. I've never known them to be strong singers.
But this might,
so I feel like we knew this coming into the house.
Do they have to be, right? I'm thinking about certain groups where you have, you were fortunate enough to have more than one person that can sing lead, right?
Yeah.
You guys have eight, maybe nine people in this group. All y'all don't need to sing lead on every song. Mm-hmm. So just let them do background vocals. That's fine. Did they come in thinking they was going to sing lead? Because it seemed like they knew that they weren't the strongest vocally.
Honestly, I think Irish is probably more comfortable with knowing that she's not a lead singer. I think it's Misha who has a point to prove because of how things went down in 702.
Yeah, that's true. All right.
I think she's got kind of like a gripe, or this is really like a second moment for her. Just because, for those who don't know, part of the reason 702 broke up is because Mila, the one member that's not here, obviously, ends up coming into the group and singing majority all of the main vocals, all the lead vocals. And Misha was the lead singer prior to her coming into the group. And Misha started feeling some type of way behind the scenes. And ultimately, they just couldn't get along and they end up separating. Okay, that was my background. So I do feel like Misha is like, I can sing a lead part and watch me do it. And now she's coming into this house and it's not going the way she thought it would go.
That's true. Before we leave this entirely, why do women groups get pegged with they can't work together? I get that Diana Ross left the Supremes. I get that Patti LaBelle left the LaBelles. But 112 isn't together right now. Jodeci isn't together right now. Boyz II Men isn't together right now. New Edition has problems. Hell, there were two Temptations. Why do man groups not get this stigma that they can't work together? Oh, B2K right now. Oh,
B2K.
Why do men groups not get they can't work together? But women groups do.
I just think it's a group thing in general.
Yeah.
I think it's an ego thing. I think it's a money thing and a fame thing. I think all of those play a part because originally y'all all just so happy to be together and make this music. A lot of these groups were put together with people that you probably, you know, you don't know, you don't work well with or whatever. And then it gets to a point where, hey, I can sing too. I want to sing lead. And this person gets all the lead songs. Hey, I can be more than a pretty face, or this person gets more attention than me. I just think it becomes egotistical over the years. And then you just can't get out of it.
Yeah, it is. You're right. I think groups
and
in general.
Fame changes people.
It's a hell of a drug. Hell
fame
of a drug.
And money changes people. You know that they all out here be thinking they the lead singer. Everybody can't be Beyonce. It's just it's what it is. You're not David Ruffin. You can't. That man was like, I'm David Ruff in Thieves by the Temptation.
I really appreciate that Megan Thee Stallion threw in "Nobody came to see you, Otis" line in her
track.
I laugh. I'm like, that is such a man.
Do it for the culture, mate. Do it for the culture.
Leon delivered that line so great.
Yes. Golly. Leon himself, everything he do.
I like that brother kept to himself, though. Like, Shamari, for some reason, when she had those braids, reminded me of Cynthia. When she was sitting there with the glasses, I was like, you give me a little Cynthia vibe. You're smaller than her.
I like Shamari. They really should put her back on Real Housewives of Atlanta.
I can see it. I can see it. They don't need some people. Yo, the fact that this rumor about Real Housewives of Atlanta keep popping up, that they're going to add light-skinned Keisha.
What? I hope not.
What? What?
I so hope. First of all, can we get back to Housewives? Can we just get there? Like,
maybe.
This is no shade. I know this ain't got, I mean, we're talking about Real Housewives. So that Kenya was never a wife. She should have never been on the show to begin with. I know Kenya's a fan favorite, but she wouldn't be a fan favorite if y'all follow the rules of Housewives, because she was never a housewife. She should not be there. Like, what happened to, I take care of home and the kids and the family and all this other stuff, and I live a fabulous life. Come follow me.
All right.
That original crew of Real Housewives, I don't even think they all had careers. I think they was just...
They were homemakers.
They were really home. I'm like, I can't promise, because I don't think I hopped on to like season 4, other than Candy. Like, but Candy, I think, was engaged when she started the show.
Yeah, and she wasn't in season 1.
She was in season 2, yeah.
Before we get out of here, on Instagram, and it says, "Run the World will be taking a break this week, but the party doesn't have to stop. Tag a friend." Well, who cares about the party? It'll return Sunday, June 27th. So Run the World. Y'all can catch up if y'all are not watching Run the World.
They're 27-minute episodes.
Oh, they're quick as hell. I love.
Just when you get into it, you be like, and it's off.
So, okay. All right. All right, that is the episode. You can tweet me at one and only. You can tweet Shell.
And Sexy Shell, you can follow me on Instagram. You can follow me on the Snappity Chat at iMiz with the Z Shell.
Happy Juneteenth. Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.
I don't know if anything else is happening this weekend, but check out the podcast. Rate, review, subscribe, support on Patreon. Until next time, guys, I say peace. She says
bye.